Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Oh, boy. Oh, there it goes. Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk. I am James Haskell, along with my co-host Glenn Martin, getting a late start tonight. And, of course, DK is in the background. But we are here, ladies and gentlemen. Admittedly, we were having a heated debate about some stuff going on in other sports right now, namely the WNBA, which is a fun conversation. But we're here to talk about Ravens. So, Glenn, how you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm actually riding the high of the Lugnuts playoff win last night, as I told you, Jimbo. My son's team in the playoffs got the dub in the first round. And I didn't even tell DK this, but Jimmy knows that my son hit a grand slam yesterday in the playoff game. And to see your son hit a grand slam in a playoff game in his first year in baseball, I mean, the feeling is almost unimaginable. So,
incredible.
Couldn't be more excited. But as every episode here lately is brought to you by none other than our friends over at Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When your game's over, head on over to our online casino and get on a hand of blackjack or some poker, unwind one of our 150. Over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So go get that free money at Bet Online. The game starts here, ladies.
Let's go, baby. Speaking of a grand slam, checking out Bet Online sounds like a grand slam to me. So let's do this thing. Enjoy it. But remember, if you are a player in a professional league, do not heed our counsel.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't make bets.
We see it all the time now, guys getting banned left and right.
Crazy.
Was it? Just baseball player just got caught betting on his own team.
Yep. It said he made hundreds of bets. Hundreds.
Crazy.
What are we doing, ladies and gentlemen? What are we doing? But all that being said, we're here to talk about the Ravens, your Baltimore Ravens. We're excited to get into all things Ravens. So, Glenn, why don't you kick us off here?
Yeah. So, you know, it big news over this first couple of weeks, of course.
Oh, that was totally my mistake. Sorry. DK, can you put Glenn in solo mode?
Oh, man, just doing too much.
Sorry, Glenn. Go.
It's all good. It's all good. But no, Lamar Jackson was here for the very first of the OTAs, spoke to the media, and then was absent for the next five. So five of the first six OTAs, he was not there, did return to the field today to practice today, I know a lot of fans around here were excited to hear and see him back at practice. I know his teammates and coaches were excited to have him back. But he got a lot of criticism over his absence of five of the first six. And, you know, some are saying, look, with that paycheck, you know, him being one of the highest paid members of the National Football League, the highest paid member of the Ravens, he needs to be there. You know, a lot of people saying, you know, what message does that send if your quarterback's not there to the rest of the guys on the roster? What does that say? Now, of course, we don't know the reason for these absences. And, you know, coach mentioned that he knows some guys why they're not here. Some guys doesn't know why they're not here. This is a voluntary part of the offseason program. So they don't have to tell us, but some guys do, some others don't. I know a lot of people say, hey, look, this is voluntary. These guys have lives. You know, let them go do their thing. This isn't necessarily going to translate to any wins. But then there are others who say, look, it might make him 1% better. And if it does make him 1% better, when you're competing against the likes of Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert and, of course, Pat Mahomes sitting at the top, doesn't every 1% help? And so it's kind of split the aisle here. Some people are saying, let the man do what he wants to do in the voluntary portions of the offseason program. If he wants to, you know, do things elsewhere, then let him go do that. Others are saying he's your leader. He needs to be here. And my only thing on this, Jimbo, is this. When we heard from a guy like Nelson Agholor, another guy. Man, I love listening to that guy talk, man. I mean,
yeah.
First of all, you can tell he's a 10-year vet in that he's just so comfortable behind the microphone. A lot of these guys, especially when they come out, they're not. He's so comfortable. He's a great listen to. But he was asked about Lamar Jackson, how it was having him back. And he was quoted as saying that people don't realize how cerebral Lamar Jackson is. And he went on to say that, basically just went on a story about how they were pulled each other aside to talk about what they saw on a specific route, specific play. And he said, look, I was expecting you to continue going. And Agholor's like, I saw that corner and I was worried he'd jump it. And Lamar's like, there's no way he can get down there quick enough. I'm going to zip that in there. And just that ability to talk things over to make sure that when games matter, when games count, that stuff is effortless, that it's instinctual. They don't have to think. They just do. And so in that regard, of course, I would prefer that Lamar Jackson be here. I mean, you can't tell me that that's not valuable. I mean, he went on this whole long story about how cerebral Lamar is and how these conversations matter in game day. So I don't know how anyone could say that it doesn't matter at all whether he's here or not. I think we all agree, did Agholor get better today? Even if it's a half a percent, a quarter of a percentile, did he get better? And if the answer is yes, then why wouldn't you want Lamar Jackson there? So while I understand, and I'm not like, oh my God, this is going to cost us games. We went from an 11-win team to a 9-win team. No, I'm not crazy. But if it makes him 1% better and the margins of error are so razor thin, and Pat Mahomes has been dominating this conference for how many years, and that's the one guy that you seemingly haven't been able to get over. Should he be here, Jimbo? And he lost a couple dollars too, Jimbo.
Yeah, that's the crazy part of all this too, is that outside of the football aspect of it, you wonder why did he negotiate this into his contract? And then seemingly knowingly, maybe he forgot, I don't know, just give up $750,000. And I know that that's chump change to Lamar Jackson, but...
Well, let me tell you what it is as far as his first-year salary. It's 2% of this year's salary. Man. It's 2.3% of this year's salary. And just to give you, a bit of a range, agents typically get, and they negotiate, between 1.5 and 3% of each player's annual salary. And usually the higher-paid players can negotiate down to more of that 1.5%. So at 1.5%, this loss was 2.3%, Jimbo. So why not? Do you think if he had an agent, he could have went to that agent, or that agent could have, on behalf of his client, said, nah, this isn't a workout bonus. This is now a roster bonus. So he doesn't have to show up for OTAs, which, by the way, the rule is 80% of the voluntary portion is what he would have had to attend to get that 750. Missing five of the first six already makes it to where he could not get to that 80%. That's why he lost that 750. But an agent could have made it a roster bonus. Could he not, Jimbo?
Yeah, for sure. I think the agent could have done a lot more there. Lamar's argument would probably be he doesn't believe an agent would have gotten him the deal to begin with.
Right.
Something like that. Or, done more to control the narrative, whatever, right? But, maybe with an agent, Lamar Jackson wouldn't be playing quarterback, right? Would have tried to push him to be a wide receiver. That was probably part of the reason why he was very resistant to get an agent anyway, because we were trying to put him in a box.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, of all people, absolutely hate that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, for sure. I mean, I understand your take, though. It just is weird to me. Just a weird thing, because, like you said, Glenn, it was there in the contract. You knew you were going to lose the money. And look, 2.3% of your contract is 2.3% of your contract. Mm-hmm. That covers a portion of taxes. That covers, your I don't know, whatever, your yearly transportation. Like, dude, $750,000 to anyone is a lot of money.
What would that do? I mean, I can only speak for me.
Same.
Bro, life-changing.
I mean.
Massive. But anyway, yeah.
But back to the football point of it, though, to your point. Yeah. I mean, it's fair, right? Like, I want him there. I think everybody wants him there.
And he is there today.
He's there today.
Yep.
I don't know if these guys just make enough plans off, like on their own, to where Lamar's just like, dude, I'm gonna fly him down here. We're gonna get together anyway, and we're gonna be.
And
to
he
get,
did,
you know,
in Florida, he worked out with Zay Flowers and Nelson Agholor,
and he's been working with Nelson, right? Like that's a second year thing.
But
now.
Why work out with them in Florida and lose out on the 750K when you could work out? Right. With
I wonder
with
if
Baltimore.
He straight up forgot.
No way.
It was in the deal. Well, like who's he got?
It was in the deal. Okay,
right, right. That's what I mean. OTAs. Not the yeah, okay. yeah. No, okay. no, no. Okay. But I mean, he straight up forgot that that detail was in the deal. He's got so much going on. He's got life. He's got yeah. whatever. It's got to be when it's not your job to remember these things. Then
now, does an agent go? Hey,
definitely retire. Definitely, because look, at the end of the day, that agent money. Is incentivized to make that money for himself. Like even if he's not. I like to think that if I were an agent, the reason I would be an agent is because I would be intrinsically motivated to help young men change their family and have generational yeah. wealth, right? Yeah. At the end of the day, though, you have to get paid too. And so if Lamar loses money, you lose money.
Yeah, and I know, look, people are saying, you know, maybe it, like Tanjus, maybe he had something going on. And he could have.
It's possible.
But then
and the Ravens
why
might work
negotiate
it out.
A workout bonus based
well,
on
Well, maybe I guess what Tanja's saying is like maybe like some sort of family emergency, maybe like
gotcha.
A big family event, like a wedding, or I don't know. You know what I mean? Not, I'm saying anybody's wedding, anybody's birth. Anybody's
I'd be mad
death.
At that wedding planner. I'd be like, bruh, me attending your wedding cost me 750K. I might be a little mad at my relative.
For real.
You know.
And at the end of the day, you if this is the other thing too, is that if you were cognizant of 750, don't tell me that you couldn't fly to the wedding, fly back to practice, fly back to the reception. Like you could have done something.
Yeah. Five right? of six.
You know,
missed five out of the first six, not just one out of six,
right?
Missed five out of six. And it could have been an emergency. Like Tom just mentioned, could have right. been, and we'll never know.
Right.
But it we could might. Also not we have might. Been, it could also not have been an emergency. And what if it wasn't? Since we're doing the what if game, because it could have been an emergency. And then for that, you know, forget whatever we said. You got to do what you got to do in life. And sometimes life comes, you know, you can't plan for everything that happens in life. But if it wasn't something, what if it was just a leisure, which again, still his option, but it makes you go, what?
I think I wholeheartedly believe that if it wasn't an emergency, he forgot.
Could have been that.
I just think he forgot. That's, you know, and that's just simply what it was. And
I think Quan brings up a good point here, Jimbo. It says, yeah. can't we just use that 750 towards a free agent? Did that really help EDC out? And not only it, will we be mad if that 750? Now, I don't know how that translates.
Yeah, I don't know either.
He seems to think that it might affect
next
year? Year's salary mm. cap, not this year. And that could be the case. So was he helping? So are you trying to say he was helping out the team, or is this an unintended consequence in that because of that, maybe we can get a better player or an
additional
player?
There's other ways Lamar could be more flexible with his contract than straight up losing money. Like, and make way more than 750 available. Lamar Jackson has said it. He wants to be a billionaire. He's not in the business of not taking money. It's just not.
Oh,
and I get
it. He said, that's what he meant to say is, did he really help EDC out and not know it? So he's saying, he may not have known it, but did he help him out?
Next year, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
You know, but...
I just hate to see guys give up on any... Like, everybody said, like, get your money, get your money. Well, he just willingly gave up 750K. Like, to get your money, Lamar.
Right. Dude.
You know?
Yeah. Trust me. Yeah, dude.
I just don't get... And the fact that... Like, do you think he's... Where do you think he would have gotten better? Or the Ravens? Let's put it this way. Where would the Ravens have been gotten better with him in Florida practicing with Zay? And
well, the biggest thing for me with Lamar being there is the young guys. So like who's the kid, North Carolina kid we just drafted, Torrey Smith comparison?
Tez Walker.
Yeah. So like that, those reps are valuable to me. Like, sure, we might not get as much improvement off of additional reps with Zay and Mark and Isaiah and even Nelly and stuff like that, but those, you know, reps earlier on have higher value to me. And so I think like,
and even between reps, right? Like the
conversations. Yeah, just getting to know each other, understanding what each other's seeing on the field. Yeah. Because if we believe that Walker is going to be a true downfield threat for us, then that timing is everything. I mean, he's to.
How much did we see missed timing on deep throws?
A lot last year, right?
Like
we left a ton on the table. You know, so that's really the one thing that comes to my mind as far as the rest. And I guess that's not really it. Maybe not quite as valuable, but still, you're going to have a rookie right tackle, most likely.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you're going to have two new guards, right? Yeah, for sure you're going to have two new guards. Let's make sure I was understanding, I was remembering that correctly.
No, you're right. Yeah.
So, yeah, man, it's just, at first I was like, meh, but I do worry about the new, not worry. I'm cognizant of the impact it could potentially have on the new guys on the team and the young guys.
And let's not forget what Nelson Aguilar just got done going into this long story about how in between a rep and a meaningless voluntary OTA, how that will help him come game days on, you know, September and beyond. Just that simple conversation of what Lamar saw and why he threw it the way he did. And then Aguilar being able to like, well, this is what I saw, and that's why I did what I did. And they are able to hash it out right there in the moment. That makes a difference. Like, there's just no way it doesn't make any. Yeah. You can tell me it only makes 1% or a half of a percent, but you can't tell me he's gotten worse from being here. So
right. That's my big thing. I would just be like, look, my mom always used to say this when I was a kid. When I was a single guy, if you got no family to go home to, right? Make your hay while you can make your hay, right? Like, if you can work two jobs, then why only have one?
Right.
Like, what else are you going to be doing? Spending your money? Go make more money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, that's my thing. What do you lose? I just don't see what you stand to lose unless it was an emergency or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
But yeah. But it's a weird thing. Just a weird thing, right? It's a very, like, Lamar thing. Because just, like odd. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was just perplexed because of the money, the workout bonus attached to it, plus all the other stuff. It was just the combination of all those things. But let's see.
Just weird.
But yeah, I mean, I guess we're all going to forget about this when when the Ravens are winning games, and then
wins his third MVP, wins the Super Bowl, all that stuff.
That's right.
Sure.
This is
what we got to talk about right now, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, look, we had to talk about it. Everybody was talking about it. I saw Chris Sims get pretty heated talking about it. There's quite a few people that were pretty shocked and disappointed. I've kept hearing that word used when talking about Lamar's absence and, compared him to his peers and other coaches or other quarterbacks around the AFC. And so DK says this conversation might come back after a potential playoff loss. And that, look, it may not, because this might be way out of the people's memories, but it might. It might. It might get brought up. You just never know. But look, he was back today. So
let's go.
You know, let's just get to work. And I'm hopeful that, you know, we see Lamar for everything that we have upcoming. Only a few days left of this before eventually they have that next break, and then training camp starts to get ramped up.
Yeah. And isn't this thing going to be a thing of the past soon anyway?
That's the question. Do they eliminate OTAs and just make training camp longer? And then I wonder what that does to the workout bonuses that might be in all these contracts going forward. Like, do they just erase them and make them all guaranteed? I don't know how they do that. But
that'll be up to the NFLPA, the agents, and, you know, the teams to hash out.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings Menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Yeah, that's interesting. Update on the Orioles. Mountcastle, 2 home runs and 5 RBIs against the Blue Jays. That is now 18 career homers against them. Man, he hates Toronto.
Dude, how weird is it that some player can just absolutely dominate one team?
Like, is this the guy you look like?
Yeah, this is my lookalike, apparently, Ryan Mountcastle. But every time he plays these guys, Jimbo, he mashes them. Doesn't matter if it's here in Camden Yards, if it's in Toronto. It's just like, it's one of those head-scratching things. It's like, why?
Well, it's because he really secretly likes the team and wants them to give him a contract next.
Well, that's how things work. You know, if a player does really well against the Ravens, they're certainly more inclined to sign him when he becomes a free agent. So,
yeah, who's the sales rep that Michael Scott recruited? Danny what?
What was his name? I can't recall. It's been a while. Ever since they took it off Netflix, Jimbo, I've been so disconnected from the
office. Danny Cordray.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah, with the perfect shoulders. You know, he's genetic and unattainable. That's what he said to Meredith.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good time.
You look like him. You tell us. You look like him, Glenn. I do look like him. Yeah, it is weird. It is kind of weird. But also, Jimbo, moving on to the next topic is we not only heard from Nelson Agholor today, but we also heard quite a bit from Trenton Simpson, who's been
gotta talk about it.
Yeah, he's been a big topic of conversation. Mm-hmm. We saw Mark DeLeon, I believe it was Mark DeLeon, new linebacker coach in his first year here, also spoke to the media today and talked about Trenton Simpson and described him as about as well put together of an athlete as you'll ever see. And I can imagine that's the case. Coming from a military family, he's up to 237 pounds, which, I mean, he's just got to be absolutely shredded to be at 237, the way that guy looks. I mean,
yeah.
It's got to be insane. But with that explosiveness, with you know, all that stuff, they talked about his eventual potential takeover for Patrick Queen. And he was asked about Patrick Queen and his kind of mentorship through his rookie season. And he was very complimentary, but is ready to take over from Patrick Queen. And speaking of Patrick Queen, Jimbo, this guy continues to try and build his resume as the ultimate supervillain since leaving Baltimore. He was asked in a recent interview about the comparisons between here and Pittsburgh, and this is his quote. He says, "It's a better atmosphere for me. Atmosphere here for me. Everybody's cool. The people are cool. The players are cool. The food spots are better. I'm more of a true food guy rather than a seafood guy. It's just a better atmosphere for me."
Right, let me start with the end at first. If all you got was seafood and you didn't get true food, that means you didn't go to any true spots in the city, bro. Don't start throwing flames, Pat, okay? If you haven't even been anywhere, bro. You obviously didn't go anywhere, number one. That's the most important, right? Like, you obviously didn't actually eat out at good spots, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, actual city joints. I'm sure you went to some bougie places where the seafood was $100. You didn't come down with the common folk and hang out at the good spots on the Fells and all that stuff. You didn't do any of that, okay? So don't talk about the food spots. Now I'm offended. Number two, now we know why he blocked all Ravens media. He's soft. He's a number two linebacker.
Dang.
Like, what do you want me to say? I mean, look, dude, this is he not exposing himself? He is who we thought he was.
He seems a little bit sensitive. Because what I take is,
dude,
that
get over it. You're like,
he's salty.
Yes. Like, stop. Just go and play for the Pittsburgh Steelers and move on. And get over it. Get another feather tattoo on your arm and make yourself feel good. Like, what the heck, dude? Pat, just move on. You already done blocked me. You unblocked all Ravens.
He's not listening
media.
To this, so we can say whatever the hell we want.
Nobody
right?
cares. You're not a top of a conversation here. I mean, we're talking about you now, but generally no one really talks about you, so why keep bringing us up? Just move on to quarterback purgatory. Have fun.
Yeah, Tanja, I think, just hit the nail on the head there. He acts like a scorned lover. He acts like the guy that is fired and then goes, "Well, I quit." It's like, bruh, we already told you we didn't want you. You can't be like, "Well, I don't want to stay," because you were gone the moment Roquan Smith was acquired. And to me, this just comes off as phony. Like everything he said since he's gotten there, when he's starting to try and insult the Ravens or insult the city of Baltimore, it just comes off as phony, put on.
It's immature.
Russell Wilson, just BS. Like, I just don't even look at it as his real personality. Like, he's trying to be someone. He's trying to be something he's not. Like, just be you. Like, it just sounds like we've listened to Pat Quinn
enough.
Maybe
this is him.
No, it's not. It's what he wants to be. This is this is the character that he wants himself to be, but it's not who he is. It's not who he is. He's just not that kind of guy. But he's like, I want to be that guy, so let me try and act like that guy. But Pat, you're not that guy, bro. You're not. You're just not that guy. That's not your, like, it's just, that's not
this
who
is the
he
thing.
Is.
This is the thing for me, Glenn, is that,
he
like.
He wants to be Bane. He wants to be T-Sizzle. T-Sizzle, how naturally he was, DK's right. That's what Pat Quinn wants to be.
Right. And
you'll never be that.
It's so different. The vibe, right, when you hear it, read it, watch it, so different. Like, Terrell Suggs was born to be a villain.
So much. Like
he loves it. No, he embraced it.
It was like, no acting. None of that.
At all. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's a villain, dude. That's what he is. And we loved him for it. Like, that was because it was him, right? But, like, I don't know. It's just all, it's whack to me, man. Like, just whack. I don't get
you,
it.
Be you, PQ. Be you. Which is a number two linebacker who's an okay,
in a devalued position. Good for you, bro.
He's a pretty good player. And when next to a great player, he can be elevated to a great player. But you're not this super villain that you want to be. And I have my worries. Like, I hesitate to say this because I'm already going to come off as like, you're a bitter and this and that. But I'm kind of, you know, for him, I'm kind of scared to see what he looks like without Pat Roquan next to him, because we saw him here without.
When will we see the arm tackling again? When will we see the miss assignments? When will we see the 360s in the middle of the field and coverage when he's getting spun around like a top? Right? You don't think Monken is going to attack every weakness about his game?
Ricard in that hole, he's going to go, he ain't hit like that in practice.
Yeah, I guarantee you, Glenn, that. Maybe I shouldn't guarantee. You know what? I'm going to guarantee. The backs in our game against them are going to have the most receptions in a game all season.
Yeah, put that guy in a freaking open field.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah. Anyway, because he didn't have to do that.
No.
Yeah, it's easy. Easy to chirp when you got Roquan Smith next to you. But remember, you don't have Roquan anymore.
He's like that chick in the club who's talking all that shit to the dudes at the bar, knowing that her boyfriend is a badass and can fight all them dudes. Okay? Yeah. That's who he's like. He's like that chick, but he had Roquan with him. Roquan ain't with you no more, bruh. So be careful. Just be careful when you're popping off, when you don't have your bodyguard standing next to you.
Yeah. It's, well, he's got a UFC fighter in TJ Watt, so.
Yeah, well, TJ ain't next to him.
That's true. Yeah, but no, you're right. I mean, I can't wait for 42 to Schmack.
He's getting the green dot, huh? I remember when they tried to give him the green dot. They ended up having to give it to Chuck Clark or whoever the hell they gave it to. They couldn't give
it
to
BQ.
You
know, I don't even feel bad for the Steelers. Good for you. Have it. Take it.
Dude, how quickly, like, what week do the Steelers fans turn on Patrick Queen?
Ooh. It's not going to take long. I mean, they're going to see the arm tackling just like we did, right?
See the lack of physicality that used to drive us crazy. Yeah. Now, does that mindset that he seemingly got when Roquan got here, and he did start playing way more physical, is that just who he is now going forward, period? Or was that in large part because of Roquan?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Well, it's like this, all Glenn. Right. Have you ever listened to someone that's super motivating? And you're like, I'm pumped! Yeah. I'm going to do this!
Yeah.
And then, like, 20 minutes later, you're not around that person anymore. And you're
wore
like,
off
I'm
quick.
Still pumped! And then 2 weeks later, you're doing the same crap that you were doing before, right?
It's because that's who you are, right?
Right. I mean, yeah. So, and I'm not saying he can't improve and stuff like that, but I don't know. I don't know.
As Franco says, devil's advocate, what if he balls out and goes crazy? I guess we'll have to come on here, eat some words, right? Like,
yeah, we won't be like those WNBA players.
We've done it. Look, we show up. I don't care if win, lose, people.
I've made some terrible mistakes and said some things.
We'll be here. Yeah, and we'll admit it.
I will say I get more right than wrong. But
dude, I called Lamar Jackson LeBron James for like an entire episode. Nobody corrected me.
It's funny because like no one here probably knows that because that was like podcast times.
That was like 2019.
We made a pact that if anybody said anything wrong, we would interrupt mid-show. I didn't want to interrupt. It was season one, Glenn.
I know, but I was like, bro, if I'm saying some dumb shit, stop me in my tracks.
You literally called LeBron like 15 times.
Instead of Lamar, I was like, LeBron. I can't remember. There was a reason, like he was in. LeBron had been brought up in conversation, and so it wasn't like completely.
Well, I think it was a comparison thing, right? Like, yeah, is he the is he the LeBron of the?
Yeah.
But to me, Lamar is the Allen Iverson, is the Steph Curry, is the like LeBron to me is God's built basketball player, is more like Andrew Luck was, you know, before he got injured, like the perfect football basketball specimen. But LeBron to me is not a crazy change agent in the game, right? Like he didn't like Steph Curry changed basketball. Allen Iverson changed basketball. And so like to me, Lamar is like that. Like he's changed football.
Yeah.
Just how I see it. Similar. I think Pat Mahomes is the same.
Yeah. Like he's you got to give credit where it's due, man.
Yeah, for sure. He's absolutely. My brother lives down in Dallas and he said that you can go to any barbershop and ask for the Mahomes haircut. Like kids will sit there. Like teenage boys will sit there and get perms to make their hair curly and then shave it like Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, man.
Crazy, yeah, man. Dude
has changed. I mean, look, those guys are once in a generation type of guys. There's no doubt about it.
For a reason, for sure. Yeah. No, most definitely.
Let's hope we can beat his ass, though. Oh man, I just can't wait. It's gonna be so sweet.
Yep.
If we can finally beat his ass into the dirt. Yep. Lamar did change the game, no doubt. Oh yeah, we're putting Lamar in that category. Yeah,
definitely.
Lamar is in that.
Definitely.
Steph Curry.
And I think it's also fair to say Lamar is more of a change agent to football than even Pat.
Yeah, like because just, of the dual threat that he provides.
Right.
Yeah.
He's so different, and he's allowing kids that never thought of playing quarterback to go play quarterback now.
He changed that whole, do you want to go to returner?
Right.
You know, do you want to, because you don't look like the typical quarterback that stands there as a statue and doesn't.
Yeah. Your form's off. You don't do this with because Pat had a lot of those things, but son of a pitcher, right? Like he's got the arm. He's always had the can't never had those questions. Right.
Right. Right.
And so certainly doesn't have any other positional value in football other than quarterback. I mean, what else could Patrick Mahomes do in football other than play quarterback?
Right. No. Yeah.
I mean, just physically, he has no chance to do anything else.
I mean, maybe kicker, I guess, because I guess any of these guys could be kicker if they dedicated their lives to training it.
But what I mean.
But yeah, pretty like, much that's
Lamar
all.
Lamar's just a crazy athlete. Pat's not a crazy athlete.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then also, Jimbo, I did want to say and go on to say that Lamar Jackson looked fantastic today. Like absolutely fantastic. I believe it might have been his first throw in the red zone, or certainly one of. He hit Mark Andrews in the corner of the end zone for a touchdown. He hit Zay Flowers on just an absolute dart, a dot. I wish I had more like clips. This is a lot of this just reading from what people said who were actually in attendance. But I mean, the command he has for the offense is just on a different level. And I guess that should come as no surprise when you
Sorry, Glenn, no surprise to us, but this is something that people always to the end of time will underestimate about Lamar, that like, just like all the legendary passers continue to get better, you can't exclude Lamar from that conversation because we were just talking about he's not a traditional quarterback, right?
That doesn't
mean he's not going to continue to improve and dominate and laser in. That doesn't mean just because he's got good feet, he can't become just as good of a passer as a Drew Brees, as a Tom Brady, or whatever, whoever you want to put in that list. I mean, it's just we don't put limits on Lamar, but certainly other people do.
Yeah, absolutely. And even just to, I mean, you're giving fuel to the haters. I mean, not that he necessarily pays attention to the haters, but yeah, I don't know. Just, yeah, yeah. But anyway, this guy looked phenomenal. He was a class above all the other quarterbacks, including veteran Josh Johnson, who's been here for, I mean, been in the league and played for virtually every single team. But also, I want to get your take on this, Jimbo. Marcus Williams made his first appearance at Ravens OTAs. I don't know if there were any roster, I mean, workout bonuses attached to that, but what's your thoughts on Marcus Williams, who, when he's healthy and when he's playing, is, I don't think anybody could doubt he's a difference maker, but has had a ton of injuries in the first couple seasons here. And some are saying they wish Geno Stone was still the guy back there and maybe not Marcus Williams, not because of his talent, but because of his availability. What do you think about the fact that this is his first time at OTAs this year and kind of the importance for Marcus Williams to have a, if nothing else, a healthy season?
Yeah. I mean, I'm obviously a Marcus Williams guy. He's a Ute. Like, I've followed him for a long time, even, you know, when he, in the inception of his career down in New Orleans and stuff like that. So yeah, you need him to stay healthy because I think he's a defensive X factor, right? Like, as exciting it was to watch Geno do the things he did, I think it's also fair to objectively say that when it comes to putting himself in position to get the football, Marcus Williams is better than Geno. Like, not that Geno's bad, but Marcus Williams has already shown us that he can go out and get the football. Last year, he would have probably had multiple picks if he had two arms. There were a couple of times where, like, dude, were early on the play, and he, like, stood there for a point second and smacked the ball down, right? So he's just got to stay healthy because the talent is there, and the combination of him and Kyle is exciting. But he's got to stay healthy, man, whatever you got to do. I know sometimes bad luck is just bad luck. It's not like he wants to be unhealthy. But we're just going to hope for a better outcome this year.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. I'm hopeful that, Marcus Williams, I think this year will be more valuable because there is no Geno Stone on the team. Now, they could still add a veteran safety. We've seen them bring in multiple guys like Jamal Adams and others, but until they bring in a veteran, it's really those two guys. And then, I mean, I think it's fair to say it's a pretty steep drop off after those two guys, right?
Very
like
fair.
We like,
I don't think you're hurting anyone's feelings by saying that.
Like, we like Ardarius but
they aren't,
be honest, they're not those guys don't have the track record and all those things. So,
I'm with you.
I'm hopeful that all these guys show up. We've had great participation, outside of those guys that we talked about. But season's right around the corner, Jimbo. It's DK, what do you have for us here?
DK's going to throw up some rapid fire real quick, I think.
Well, it looks like he's got something shared down at the bottom here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a Bleacher Report about the Ravens. Bleacher Report suggesting that the Ravens should trade, right? Rashad Bateman. Bleacher Report says the Ravens should consider trading Rashad Bateman. If a team buys into Bateman's talent, he can be used as a part of of a deal that gets the Ravens an even better player at the position. Package Bateman with a pick and go get one of the bigger name wide receivers.
Nope.
Yeah.
Quickest no ever.
Yeah. So this is my thing. If a team is interested in Bateman, so I have a question for you. And Kevin Ostreicher was posed this question this morning on 105.7 The Fan. Where will Bateman fall outside of Zay and Mark? Who's going to be the number three in target share? And he said it's going to be Isaiah Likely, not Bateman. Bateman's probably going to be four. I understand his argument that, like, it's still a tight end centric offense. But I think it's going to be very close. I guess what I'm saying is that if a team does see Bateman as a wide receiver one, I think that you go entertain it, not to get another receiver, though. That's the part where I part ways. Like, if you get good value for him, take it, is the way I see it. But I feel like I don't need to go get another wide receiver right now. I'm not in that position. That's just kind of how I feel about it. I'd rather get another position.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing I look at is like last season, right? Zay would lead our way, 77 catches. Mark Andrews, despite missing how many games? He only played 10, so he missed 7 games. Second, 45 catches. Third and fourth, Nelson Agholor and Odell Beckham both tied for 35. Rashad Bateman, 32. Isaiah Likely, who played in all 17 games and played a ton in the absence of Mark Andrews, 30 catches. So even in a season where he played more games and was the number one tight end for seven of those games. He still didn't have the most as many catches as Rashad Bateman. So no, I think Rashad Bateman will most certainly be the third highest target getter on the team. I think will be the third highest receiver on the team. I don't even think it's going to be that close. Like, I think it's 10. I think he's going to be at least 10 above the number four guy. I think that's the type of year he's having. But on top of that, why would you trade a guy who is on the precipice of potentially living up to all his talent? He hasn't done it yet. Right. But I think if you look at all the analytics, everything sign is pointing towards this is the year that you just sign this guy to a very, very reasonable extension. So even if you trade him away and you do get a bigger name or maybe even a better player, that better player is probably going to be a whole hell of a lot more expensive, like not even marginally more, like massively more expensive, which this team cannot afford. And you don't know that guy. You don't know his personality. You don't know how he fits in the locker room. You know everything there is to know about Rashad Bateman. And what we've seen this offseason is a mature, humble, hungry, like everything you'd want in a receiver is what we've seen from Rashad Bateman this offseason. So heck no, I'm not trading him. And I don't want Brandon Ayuk for him because he's going to be freaking ridiculously. So I don't want any of those
guys. Especially
with
this Justin Jefferson's deal. I mean, it's going to be...
Whew! How about Justin Jefferson? How about the Jalen Waddle deal? They gave their number two receiver, top 10 wide receiver money. Like, those two contracts completely just skyrocketed the wide receiver market. So no, I will hang on to Rashad Bateman and that inexpensive price tag for as long as he's willing to be a Raven.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you there. Very articulate, Glenn.
Well, you know.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings Menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Are you shocked?
All right, DK, let's do this. What do you got for us? We're doing some rapid fire, just like we did last show. People liked it, so we're going to get to it. It can be about literally anything.
That's right. Let's see what he's got.
You're going to be at a club with three Ravens. Who are they? And you're just like hanging out? Like you're not in a fight, right?
Well, hold on. He didn't specify, and I love that he didn't. Because when you're at the club,
anything can happen.
Bro, you step on the wrong pair of Air Forces, you're getting punched in your shit, okay? So just remember, that's a possibility. It's not saying it's definitely going to happen, but keep that in the back of the mind.
Yeah, I'm taking Lamar.
Okay. Now why?
Because I think he'd just be cool to hang out with.
Yeah.
He just seems like a goofball. like yeah. a genuine goofball, cool dude to hang out with. I'm taking Lamar. And like a non-pressure guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not going to be the one that's like, bro, let's go do this. And then, like, Lamar, he's just like a do you type guy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Lamar.
I like Lamar, by the way, because he first of all, he loves music.
Yeah, he does.
That's pretty obvious. And if I'm going to be at a club, I want to be with someone who loves them.
Dude, let me tell you what. Any Raven would hate me at the club with me.
Oh, I know,
because
dude.
I would just get a headache. I'd be like, dude.
I remember I went one time to a bar club, kinda, and you were like, get me. I'm like, hey, what's up, Jimbo? You're like, bruh, what time is it? I'm ready to go.
I need to go to bed. My head hurts. yeah, no, absolutely. Let's see.
I'm gonna put Zay in there because I just think Zay looks like I could go back to being like almost like kid, like teenage, like he just has this infectious, youthful, I don't even know how to describe it, but I just want to hang out with Zay. I think he looks like a lot of fun, but who's the third guy?
Oh, somebody's saying Roe in case a fight breaks out. The thing about Roquan is that he's not doing anything to jeopardize his career.
No, nah, he'd be like, you dumbass, shouldn't have fought.
Yeah.
He might just leave you there.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. I'm not taking Roe.
Marlon seems like he'd be fun to go out with.
Yeah.
I think I might have to go Marlon Humphrey. He seems
That's
like
fair.
A fun guy.
And kind of responsible enough. I know, you know what I mean? Like,
never got in any trouble.
Don't put him in
an
Uber and leave a charger there.
Yeah.
Remember that was that whole thing?
Yeah, don't do that. That's right. I do remember that. That's crazy. I didn't even think of that. I totally forgot about that.
It was such a dumb thing.
It was.
I agree with your three. DK says Hamilton, Ricard, and Marlon. That would be an interesting bunch to hit the club.
Oh, Pat Ricard's a good one. He seems fun.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. He seems silly.
No, at like a dive bar, Ricard would be great.
Yeah, playing billiards with.
Yeah. But at a club, he'd be.
That's true. He'd probably be sitting there holding his drink.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I need someone who's got. I tell you, Nelson Aguilar might be a fun guy to hang out with.
Yeah, but I think DK's point is that he's intimidating enough to where I don't think anybody's going to mess with me.
Look, if you're in a club in Baltimore, you're good with all these guys.
Yeah, fair.
At most, they're going to just want to flood the VIP section that you're in.
That's why you take Lamar.
Exactly.
And what do you got next, DK? All right, do the second and last one. Let's see. Which Raven is most likely to appear on Dancing with the Stars? Not Lamar Jackson.
So he's got to be a star because it's
Can
Dancing
he be a
with
former
the
Raven,
star.
DK?
Well, then it's Odell, but no, he can't.
I was going to say Suggs. I think Suggs ends up on Dancing with the Stars.
Ray Lewis, bro, doing the squirrel.
Oh, he's got to be on the team right now?
Yeah, on the team. Justin Tucker. It's got to be Justin Tucker.
Nah, I don't think Justin.
He's a star. He's a household name, and I bet he can dance.
I bet he
could dance, though. He can sing. He can dance, dude. But he's got to be a star. So whoever you say, better be a star, Jimbo.
Yeah, he does.
He's not dancing with the third stringer.
No. I understand that. I understand how this thing works.
All right.
Definitely never Mark Andrews.
Zay does dance.
He does. He'll get the
And he's a star. I'll be.
I think Justin Tucker's a good one. I just don't see him accepting the invite.
Why? This dude does opera singing in the off season for charities and like will stand in a opera house and sing an entire opera.
I think
song.
He sees that as classier than Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, it's not like they're Jersey Turnpiking on Dancing with the Stars. These guys are doing ballroom dancing.
But
These
you're
guys
right.
Are doing...
He's more familiar with the atmosphere, right?
Performance is what he does.
Gosh dang it. It's Marlon Humphrey.
I think Marlon is a go-to answer for anything.
Yeah, it's Marlon, dude. It's Marlon. Has to be.
All right, I'm going to go with JT.
Oh, has to be. That was fun. We're going to continue that. I'm looking forward to that. And you guys can submit your questions to DK is going to make up is going to make up a hashtag for these rapid fire questions. So make sure you submit them to our Twitter account or anywhere on social media. I don't know how that thing works, but use the hashtag and we will be sure to address your questions. But I think that's it for us tonight, folks. My son, Glenn, refuses to fall asleep until I go upstairs to his room. He's been up the entire show and refuses to fall asleep. So I'm going to go upstairs and put him to bed.
I love that. Well, that's it for us tonight, guys. But we will be back in just a couple days. So make sure you turn on the notification bell so we can keep you up to date on all your Ravens news. And have a good night.
See you. All right, I got it.
when raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.